Welcome back to AgriTalk. So we've been telling you about this John Duarte case. The California farmer has been battling with the Army Corps of Engineers and EPA, facing millions of dollars in fines, has agreed in a settlement with the government. Basically, it's still costing him over $1 million, and he's going to have to return the land back the way it was, even though it's his ground and he feels he didn't do anything wrong. We talked about this case setting a precedent. Let's bring in Don Parrish, Senior Director of Regulatory Relations. Don, when you look at what has happened, it looks like a win for the government, and to me sends a dangerous precedent for the rest of agriculture moving forward. Is that really what is happening here? I mean, how do you assess and react to what this case means now moving forward?
Hey, Mike, I do appreciate the opportunity to kind of talk about this, because I do think this sends a couple of signals to farmers and ranchers. The first one, and the government pretty much laid this out in their press release, if you think you're farming anywhere near a WOTUS, they want you to come in. You know, they want you to ask, Mother, may I? Can I use my land? Can I change the use of my land? Can I do tillage? That's something that farmers have never had to do in the past. And that's, in my mind, that puts, if they don't do that, they're at risk. And to me, that is a chilling result of what happened in this case. An additional thing that is equally as chilling is that they have come up with a new theory that basically says that if farmers change the hydrology of their soils, if they plow them and those plows leave furrows. And one of the things that was really clear in the press release is that plowing that leaves furrows, and they didn't say it leaves furrows, but that was the intended message here to other agencies and their agency staff, that if, as in this case, you plow and you leave a furrow, that is illegal because you are developing micro topography that changes the hydrology of the site. And from that standpoint, basically, no primary tillage that a farmer would do would be exempt under what Congress, what I believe, clearly intended to exempt agricultural activities.
Now, while disappointing, I understand why John Duarte settled. I mean, you battle up going up against the government for years, and eventually you realize they really can wear you down, and you run the risk of losing your entire operation and jobs for hundreds of people. But how does this get changed now? I mean, will a new WOTUS rule change what you just described?
I want to make another point that you brought up. I consider John kind of a hero in the ag sector because, you know what, his principles moved him so much that he put his money where his mouth is. Mm-hmm. And as little as a year ago, the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee held a hearing in which we brought in a consultant from California with scores of examples of farmers who were too afraid to come forward in fear of the retribution they were going to get from the agencies. And that consultant had the opportunity to come forward and talk about the examples. And you know, and really, what does that say about our process, where you have agencies coming down with the hammer so hard on individual farmers that they can't even come forward, that they can't even disagree on how these exemptions are applied to their farm in fear of winding up like John Duarte. John Duarte, in my opinion, stood up for his principles and he put his money where his mouth is. So, you know, my hat's off to him, and I really, really appreciate what he did.
Yeah, I commend him, too. He really was, in a way, representing all of agriculture, right? I mean, he was standing up for everybody that may, if they haven't already, could face something like this in the future.
Absolutely. And in that press release that DOJ put out, they made him out to be rich. They made him out to be greedy. You know, they basically said he bought a tract of property, sold off part of that tract of property for more than he paid for the entire piece of property, and then he was going to continue to farm the 450 acres he was left with. 450 acres that had over a 400-acre wheat base on it. And now the government's telling him, you know what, you still can't plow it, or at least portions of it, when Congress granted people an exemption, farmers the exemption to be able to plow it. And you know what? He didn't plow the whole, he didn't plow every wetland. He didn't plow every stream on the property. He didn't do that. Those streams weren't running. I've been on the property. I grew up on farms. I know what streams look like. He didn't do that. This was the most extreme definition of WOTUS that you could possibly take, and the government pursued it to the fullest. And clearly, he was in a position that had he not settled, it would have probably put over 600 people that worked for him out of jobs. It would have put his family destitute and out on the street. We still don't agree with the outcome on this, but you know what? We're never going to get an opportunity to go to court to prove it because, you know, the judge in this case basically said because that property had not been tilled in 20 years, he couldn't till it going back. He was not entitled to the exemption that Congress gave. We don't see that limitation in the statute. The agencies have put that limitation on it, and it's going to be arbitrary for the agencies to determine how long land can lay idle or be a part of a rotation before they basically say you don't have access to these exemptions that Congress gave.
Well, one thing it does do, for anyone questioning why are so many people, why are ag groups and everyone's, why are you so concerned about waters of the U.S., why are you complaining so much? Well, this is the example. This is what everyone has feared could happen under WOTUS and has happened. So does a new WOTUS rule fix this?
It does not. Hopefully, it does limit where the agencies can, you know, at the outer limits of where they can regulate. We hopefully to bring that back a little bit. But this does not solidify or clarify the erosion and the narrowing of the exemptions that Congress gave farmers. And the message I have for farmers and ranchers, you better stand up and take back your exemption because the agencies have effectively taken it away from you.
Hmm. So the hope of a new WOTUS, we are in the public comment period and we've talked about the Trump administration has had a more open door policy as far as getting input, where he's taken the steps to repeal the current WOTUS or the proposed WOTUS from the Obama administration. But you're saying that alone isn't going to do it. Even if we get a better rule out of all this, that doesn't mean you can breathe free and easy and not worry about these things.
That is correct. And let me send a chill of up the spines of people that operate and have CRP on their lands. CRP is not a part of a rotation. And if the agencies want to, by virtue of what they've done to John Duarte, they can stop you from tilling your land as you did before you put it in the CRP. USDA cannot. But we're talking about dealing Clean Water Act violations, and we're talking about dealing with Corps and EPA staff. And unless this changes, unless we can get this exemption clarified, anybody with CRP or have laid idle land for any temporary period of time that is not part of some kind of defined rotation, you're in danger of being able to ever use that property again because they went at this to John Duarte to say you should not have done anything. You should not have plowed any wetlands when, in fact, Congress gave that exemption for some of these wet areas, and he did not plow all of the wetlands on his property. He only plowed a few, I would say mostly by mistake, but it happened. And that's where we are. We're at a point now where if farmers idle land, they put land in programs like CRP for conservation. If they don't plow it, they're going to lose the right to use that land in the future.
So does this we need a congressional fix for this?
We're talking to the ag committees right now to determine whether or not we need a fix or whether we need a regulatory clarification. But we definitely need to take back the exemption.
So again, what do farmers need to do? Talk with their congressmen and senators?
They absolutely need to be talking about the implications of this. What does it mean to idle land? Do I have access to a congressionally authorized exemption that Congress did not put a limitation on? The only limitation that Congress put on is that farmers cannot change a wetland into dry land. Otherwise, all forms, even as late as 1990, the agencies were saying that cultivation and tillage meant all forms of mechanical tillage. And they've changed that now. And basically this case and all of the people that implement enforcement for the agencies are going to be looking to these cases to try to narrow what agriculture does in the future and get farmers in trouble.
So this case does have a lot of implications moving forward and could be quite the ripple effect that will touch many. All right, Don, thanks a lot for the update. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Don Parrish, Senior Director, Regulatory Relations for the American Farm Bureau Federation. All right, we will preview next week's Farm Journal Midwest Crop Tour next on AgriTalk.